A snowboarder named Methos posted this somewhat incomprehensible question on a snowboarding website. I am still trying to land the rotations, like a 360 and a 540. I get caught up at about 270. Do I just need to throw it harder? He got the answer from a fellow snowboarder named Laura. Quote, "You need to fling your shoulder back behind you really hard and fast and twist your back right after you take off of the jump. Turn your head as far as you can that way, too, because wherever you look, you'll go that way. Speed will help, too. It will help you go higher so that you'll have more time to spin before you hit the ground." It hurts to read that, but it best explains why a legal concept called assumption of the risk is an important part of winter sports. Assumption of the risk means basically that courts find you get what you should have known was coming to you. You attempt something that can hurt you, something that requires, say, back twisting, and you can't sue when you throw your back out. Not surprisingly, there are a few snowboarding assumption of the risk cases in the law books. One, a young man from Michigan injured on a snowboarding course, hurt during a jump, one similar perhaps to the one so vividly described by Laura. The snowboarder argued that the downward slope of the back slide, that's a quote, was too flat to cushion his fall. But the court refused to find the resort liable. The snowboarder had assumed the risk of a flat slope and all other snow-related dangers, no recovery. That's snowboarding. But really, many if not all Winter Olympic sports involve some element of assumption of the risk. Think ice skating. Two figure skaters crash into each other on a rink during an open skate. One attempts an outward-backward spiral and spirals backward right into the other, skate first. The court decided that the injured skater had assumed the risk of an injury by participating in an open skate, no recovery. Skiing, too. A beginning skier in California, for example, completed her ski lesson only to be hit from behind by a runaway ski patrol toboggan. A snowboarder started the toboggan's wild ride, but that's another story. The court found that she'd assumed the risk, calling skiing a hazardous recreational activity in which skiers impliedly assume risks, even the risk of wayward snowboarders. There are ice hockey assumption of the risk cases, bobsled assumption of the risk cases. The Winter Olympics are, in the court's eyes, accidents waiting to happen, and the athletes should know it. No matter their age. A final query from someone named Surf for Food on the snowboarding website. Is someone over 40 too old to learn snowboarding? Border Girl responds, if you want to try, there is no age that should be scared of it. Well, if you like 70, but nothing else. Try, have fun, peace. Just watch out for those toboggans. I'm Amy Guida.